Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Darryl Porter. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards misplays the ball. That's an error on Edwards. Wilson moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Heath and he is safe. White steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Quirk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Lockhock moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Newman moves to third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Porter moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Picciolo. Porter moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Heath and he is safe. White steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. White scores. It's 6 to nothing, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Quirk is hit by the pitch. Porter moves to third. White moves to second. Jim Todd now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Edwards picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Porter scores. White scores. Quirk moves to third. It's 9-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Lockhock moves to second. It's 10-0, Royals. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-0, Royals. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wallace hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Murphy fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Murphy. Porter moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Quirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Edwards reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 13-1, Royals. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Quirk juggles the ball. That's an error on Quirk. Murphy moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Picciolo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards third. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 4 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Eaton now pitching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Eaton covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.